Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, it is Thursday already. These weeks just fly by. Anyway, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Whether you want 12 rounds of Dragon's Breath 12-gauge, or 1,000 rounds of M193 55-grain Boat Tail 5.56. They have it. They have it for the best price. They have the biggest selection. They have everything you need. 50 million rounds on hand in their warehouse. Go check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Recently, in recent memory, we've been assailed by we've been assailed by Ferguson, we've been assailed by, now, Baltimore. This happens all over the place, but there's a big difference between what happens here versus what happens in other places. We know about some of this stuff, because we had special forces in places, back in the 80s. Back in 1980, 35 years ago, in San Salvador, in the capital of El Salvador, there was a riot. March 30th, 1980. 6 days before the riot, Monsignor Oscar Romero, the top Catholic priest, had been gunned down and assassinated while giving evening mass in a small church in the capital. He had been an outspoken supporter of the rising revolutionaries, because this was a time of turmoil in this part of the world, publicly calling on the country's soldiers to reject the corrupt oligarchy and the align themselves with the poor, and it was generally assumed that the government's paramilitary had been the assassins. That was a boon for the government then and their fledgling rebels. For the government, it was essential to rid the country of well-respected, well-loved, moral, a leader like that. So, sort of like we just saw in Russia. The rebels, on the other hand, looked at the assassination as the spark that would fully ignite the revolution. Now, for the rest of the week after that happened, the government and the mostly university student rebels held their fire for the rest of the week. The city was quiet in it. Anticipation of the Monsignor's funeral scheduled for the coming Sunday in the capital's downtown cathedral. There was no government presence at all, neither police nor military on the streets all that Sunday morning as a crowd of more than 100,000 people converged upon the cathedral. The mourners were both organized protesters and individual citizens. There was no violence, no weapons displayed, no disarray, and again, there was no police, no military presence at all. The cathedral took up an entire city block at that time, and the streets around it were packed. The cathedral, as well, was overflowing. The midday sun was very hot, bleaching things out. An hour into the actual funeral ceremony outside, there was an explosion, like a bomb, followed by some scattered rifle shots, and the crowd in the street panicked. About 36 were trampled to death in the human stampede that followed, and within minutes the streets were empty. except for a few people that were loading the trampled bodies to Holloway and the handful of rebels taking cover and brandishing handguns against an enemy that did not appear. And then everybody waited. The assumption was that the bomb and the shots had come from the National Police Headquarters because it was just catty-corner to the cathedral. That's somewhat rational. They were in the pocket of the government. You know, they want to stamp out the opposition. On the other hand, the insurgents prized the raging fire that chaos and violence would bring to their fledgling rebellion and had motive to start the chaos themselves. It's unknown, really, what happened there. In the immediate aftermath of this, the streets were empty. There was no government authority there. There was no law. And it was within that vacuum that the looting began. But sometime during the looting, a phrase was being passed around. The phrase is in Spanish, the Vienen, which that was going from person to person very fast. And that meant, and it means, they're coming. Whoever they were, that was, that wasn't to be made out in the colloquial Spanish, but Vienen was being passed around. And it didn't matter because Vienen was enough. Like rats fleeing the sinking ship, the looting stopped instantly. Loot was discarded. Everyone was gone. The streets were again empty and still. Now, one American former Special Forces there was there. He's trying to be a photojournalist. And he's looking around because, you know, one, he's Special Forces, so he doesn't spook his, you know, as easily as the average bear. But two, he's trying to, you know, he's trying to reinvent himself and be a photojournalist. So then he's looking around, and then he finds out who they were, the they that are coming. This was Salvadoran men, civilian, wearing civilian clothes. They came in two and threes. They converged from different streets as if this was somehow pre-coordinated. Dressed with civilian clothes, each one of them had a carbine in hand at their waist pointed forward. This was the dreaded Salvadoran paramilitary. Not to be messed with, and this particular guy did not take a picture because he did not want to die, because all he was armed with was a camera. He explained, "I may be brazen, but I'm not stupid." So he turned the camera backwards and took a picture that I've looked at of some little girls watching the paramilitary come down the street behind a locked gate. And again, there was not a shot fired. And there was no shots fired, it was learned later, from any of the other areas of rioting and looting. There was no further rioting and no further looting that Sunday in San Salvador. The streets were still and very quiet and peaceful. Because every Salvadoran knew who they were, this paramilitary, and they knew they would shoot a looter on sight and not ask any questions later. No one was killed. No shots were fired. There was no further street violence, no looting, because of these short, wiry little paramilitary guys that people took seriously. Some people would call me uncaring. But when we give way to the mob, when the police show up in riot gear and then start backpedaling, when the mayor says, "Give them room, let them loot," which is what she said. This is all coming out now. This is what you get. You get Baltimore destroyed. But it didn't happen 35 years ago in San Salvador, because the people there that were tasked that particular day with keeping law and order were considered to be serious about what they were going to do. They didn't show up with any sort of non-lethal force or anything. They simply showed up and everything stopped. We got to take a harder look at the way we do some things. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
From the makers of Rocket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Rocket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at RocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. RocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. I can't think of any, well, there's a couple of odd Soviet rounds they may not carry. Pretty much anything you could possibly want, they have. They have a wide selection, a deep selection, all kinds of price points, all kinds of different configurations. You need something for self-defense, they have the 20-round box. You need to go train, they have the 1,000-round bulk. Go check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Right now in Baltimore, By the way, these riots that are going on right now are as a result of leftist junk. Leftist junk. I'm not going to get out there and call it policy. I'm going to say junk. The mayor got out there from the get-go, said we're going to give them room to destroy, let them loot, all this other stuff. That's not what you do when you're in charge of a city, Madam Mayor. Those buildings and those businesses don't belong to you. They pay taxes. And your job, your fiduciary responsibility is to protect them, not to get them up. There's a bunch of them that will not rebuild there. And then guess what? The new minimum wage will be there. It will be $0 an hour. In the meantime, you have a bunch of liberal idiots out there. And some, I mean, I heard one the other day say, there's so many military veterans in the police department ranks. They just come back from war and go to war. Elijah Cummings was talking about that. Some talking head at CNN or somewhere was talking about that. You know what? The veterans aren't the issue here. The veterans are not the issue here. A veteran, okay, when a veteran rolls up on somebody, if somebody's yelling at him and everything, he's going to act with a whole lot of restraint because he has gone full on, you know, full out combat. Nobody wants to go out full out combat. Even the people that have done it don't want to go full out combat with anybody, anytime, anywhere. And yet they're out there talking about the veterans. One Vietnam veteran stood up and got out in front of everybody. And some of the media were running around with putting mics in his face. He's like, hey, there's no need for this. Older black man, that guy's my hero. I wish I knew his name. I may find it out. Try to find it and everything. But somebody like that, somebody that takes that kind of stand, that's not a black man. It's not a white man. It's not a plaid man. That's an American. Somebody does something like that. Then Whole Foods, which I'm not a big fan of Whole Foods because they're a gun-free zone. And I'm not going to tell you what I do when I go in there. I'm just going to say they're a gun-free zone. Some of the stuff they sell is better for me than some of the stuff other people sell. So I have to go there to buy some of the stuff. And I was there, yesterday. And it turns out in Baltimore, the Whole Foods in Baltimore helped to feed the National Guard, who showed up because there's not enough cops to keep the people from tearing up the city. City isn't being torn up anymore because the National Guard is standing around in their full battle rattle, ready to go, ready to get more personal, tougher, meaner, more militant than any of these rioters are capable of understanding, much less actually dealing with. Their Mount Washington location decided to provide food for the National Guard. They put out a tweet. We teamed up with the Whole. Somebody did. Who did this? We've teamed up with the Whole Foods Market Mount Washington to make sandwiches for the men and women keeping Baltimore safe. We're so thankful to have them there, and they're pumped for turkey and cheese. This upsets some of the professional leftists. This upset the professional leftists. Imani Gandhi. This was on Twitter. They're all putting their names on. Imani Gandhi at Angry Black Lady. This is tone deaf, especially when thousands of school kids in Baltimore need lunch. They're not in school because their parents are rioting. Sorry about that. From Rania Kalik at Rania Kalik, as Baltimore's poorest kids are left hungry due to school closure, no school lunch, at Whole Foods feeds the oppressor. The oppressor wasn't there till the riots started. They showed up late. You guys got one full day. The only reason anything's happening is because your people that you support are rioting. Stacy E. Singleton at Stacy NYC DC. That's a messed up combination of cities to live in. Who in at Whole Foods management thought the National Guard was going to go hungry without donated food as opposed to the 70K not in school? Old Spickery. Wait, they closed Baltimore schools, a place where kids relied on meals. And at Whole Foods chose to feed the National Guard instead? Rel. Hey, Whole Foods, will y'all also be sending food to all the black kids without in Baltimore? Or is this just a state violence theme thing? I don't like big government. I don't like the man. I don't like Big Brother. I don't like any of this stuff. But But one thing I have said more than once, government has a role. They have a role. It's supposed to be somewhat limited. One of the things they're supposed to do is attempt to keep things orderly, which Baltimore failed to do, which the mayor failed to do. The mayor abdicated her role. She's out there being all kinds of angry and everything else. Ma'am, you really don't have, you don't have a leg to stand on. If you wanted to do the people of Baltimore a solid, you would resign and call for a special election to elect your successor. And maybe they could look at this, and this could be a learning moment for electing people like you. Because you're out there promising them pie in the sky, and at the end of the day, when they look up in the sky, all they see is stuff flying around like beer bottles, beer cans, trash cans, all this junk. Whole Foods offered food. You know, these Maryland National Guards that showed up, they're sort of like what it was in France when the Americans rode in. They stopped a lot of things. I've seen video of that stuff. I, too, would be glad to see the Maryland State Guard if they were coming in, especially if I'm not allowed to have a gun. Of course, I wouldn't live anywhere where I wasn't allowed to have a gun. That's the thing. That's the thing. These people in these big cities, they're out there thinking, oh, we're so bohemian, we're so above the fray, we're so advanced, so cosmopolitan. And then when the boogeyman actually does show up, they don't know what to do. And then people like me and you, we're daddy. Except we're not allowed to exist in the big city, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. I don't like the parking there anyway. Whole Foods removed all of their posts about everything they did, but they did a very good thing feeding the Maryland National Guard. Those guys didn't ask to be there. They didn't want to be there. No matter what you may think, the military does not want to deploy in American streets and start tearing it up. They don't. They really don't. Whole Foods sort of caved, but they did feed the troops. They are, after all, a bunch of leftists themselves. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. That was bad. That was horrible. Because they are my newest sponsor. They just took over the first segment for me. And they are an ammunition source of such depth. I don't really even know how to manage it or imagine it. I want to go down there and just walk through their warehouse. And when I do, I'll film it for you. And we'll be going ooh and ah because we'll get to take in 50 million rounds of ammunition in one spot waiting for you to go check them at Ammunition Depot and order what you need. I'm being asked a question in the chat room, and I understand the basis behind the question. My man Heath, he wants to know if I would comply with a citywide curfew. Now, here's the thing. I am engaged in government. Even when government is going the way I want it to go, I'm engaged in government because I never trust them. I don't trust these guys. I don't trust these women. I don't trust anybody that goes into elected office because this is a power that is all-consuming. It's very seductive. In these areas, like Maryland, like New Jersey, like New York State, like California, where they keep electing these people, and then something like this happens, the next thing we're going to see is in California. In California, they still elect these people. They've got an earthquake somewhere coming, and it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. And here's the thing. They don't encourage gun ownership there at all. Even though they have 9 million gun owners, I don't know how many live in L.A., and the gangs outnumber the police in L.A. So the next thing we're going to see is we're going to see an earthquake. Maybe there'll be something in between now and then. We'll be sitting here going like this, and there'll be another curfew. And you want to know why they have to have curfews, folks? They have to have curfews because that is a big indicator of the failure of liberal policy. If you get somewhere where you had to... Here in South Carolina, we had that renegade cop who shot the guy with the bad taillight. Shot him. The guy was running away. He didn't have to shoot that guy. It was a white cop. It was a black victim. Black victim, yeah. In Charleston, One, they fired the cop. Two, they arrested the cop. Three, they said, don't bring your mess here. We've had no demonstrations. We've had no, you know, the family of the gentleman that was murdered. They've called for peace. Everybody's calling for peace. But law enforcement got out there and said, you're not doing it here. You're not, we're not playing this here. And it hasn't happened here. That's because we don't have a bunch of leftist policies in place, even in purple Charleston. Even in purple Charleston, they understand the meaning of property, private property. And that's what it boils down to. If you want to talk freedom, one of the yardsticks of freedom is being able to own property. The other yardstick has got to be being able to protect it. In Maryland, right now, the reason they have to have a curfew is because they have a failure. This is a clear-cut indicator of how truly powerful government is in the face of the mob, which means they're not powerful. And for these people who continue to vote in the Stephanie Rawlings Blakes into office, even after they say, yes, we're going to provide them with a safe haven for the destroyers, which is going to be thwarted by the occasional armed citizen trying, you know, there was a story about a reporter that was saved by a guy in a shop with a shotgun. And he didn't want to show his face. He's got his face covered with a shotgun. You know, this reminds me of Sweden. Whenever I see these things where the cops won't go there, this reminds me of Sweden, where they have more than 55 no-go zones because of the Muslims that have come in and rolled in and taken over the city. And the Swedes won't do what they need to do. It's a good thing I'm not in charge of anything. It really is. It's a good thing I'm not in charge of anything, because the first thing I would do is, like in Sweden, I would go to the Swedish police chief, whoever, you know, probably Lars something or other, and I would say, Lars, I want you to deputize every able-bodied man. We're going to go to no-go zone number one, and we're going to clear it out. Bring guns, bring ammo, bring plate carriers, bring whatever you got to bring. We're going to go clear that out. And we're going to take over Sweden. Sweden belongs to the Swedes. Sovereignty, nationality, solidarity, whatever else they would say in Sweden. I would not be sitting around bemoaning the fact that I have to have the National Guard come in where government has failed, if I elected the government that failed. And if I elected the government that failed, if I'm not, you know, man, you want to know what differentiates you and me, you that are listening to me and me talking to you, the differentiation between me and you and, say, a horse is that we reason. We look at things and say, horse just looks at him and just looks at him. We look at things and say, fail. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake, Baltimore, big fail. Big fail. It's one thing to be a good mayor when things are going good. The hallmark of a great leader is what happens, what do they do when things are going bad. This is what she did prior to all this stuff happening. She's been a big, you know, she's a member of the Mayors Against Illegal Guns. At the same time, she's a female, so she's a member of the Moms Demand Action. She wants to see that as the law of the land. But she just found out, guess what? And the citizens of Baltimore found out. Her plan is this. And everybody like this, folks. Everybody like this. Everybody like Blake, who is out there and supports the mayors and the moms. This is what they are. They're telling you, you can't defend yourself. But what they've just demonstrated is, we can't defend you either. And when it comes down to it, in the immediate moment, guess who has a better chance of actually pulling it off? That would be you. That would be you. Time and time again, we have seen this. Over and over again, we've seen this. How do these people keep getting reelected? These are supposed to be the places where politicians who purport to care deeply about minorities and social justice, they call the shots, they implement programs to alleviate the inequities that they believe or perceive to be there. Now, there was another Baltimore mayor, Sheila Dixon. She resigned in disgrace after being convicted of helping herself to gift cards that were intended to alleviate the inequity. She was an anti-gun kleptocrat. She was getting fur coats and lavish trips from developers, but that wasn't enough. She had to get some Walmart gift cards, too. It's never enough. They are locusts on the country's soul, on the soul of the people. The bottom line here is that local governments in most of these bigger cities, not very much more distinguishable from, say, corrupt third world country regimes. The hate runs highest where they claim they have the most tolerance. And where they're monopolies of violence. The cops only have the guns. Color shouldn't matter in this country today. And it's people like Blake Sharpton, all these other people. Obama, Holder, they keep ginning it up. And then we have something like this happen. The stereotype continues on. We stay divided. We fall for it. In Baltimore, they will probably reelect Blake. Baltimore, you got what you deserved. I'm sorry to tell it to you like that. You got what you wanted. This is what you got. Enjoy the bed. You made it. Now you got to sleep in it. Sorry. Sad. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Newest sponsor. They took over the first segment. Thank you, AmmunitionDepot.com. I went after them because of what they are, because of what they do, and because of what they focus on. Because every time something happens, there needs to be a bunch of ammunition depots out there because everybody ends up running out of ammo. They have 50 million rounds that they have to go through before they're out. That's why I went after them. Go check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If you ever come up against a gun grabber, which in places like, say, Baltimore or New Jersey or anywhere else you may want to go, you're going to find these guys. They're going to be the ones justifying the monopoly of violence that the government wants to enjoy. They're going to seem to you to be morally superior. They're going to feel morally superior to you. You can get in there and you can try to use a bunch of facts and figures and stats. And that's one thing that I do. I always beat them up with a bunch of stats and figures and everything. I don't let them disengage until I've either got them so angry they are sputtering or they begin to at least soften their stance a little bit. But I know that I'm not changing their mind. They have pride and they have, you know, possibly they're conceited and they use these things as a tourniquet to stop their hemorrhaging of their self-esteem. So they turn it into something else. They start projecting. They begin to hate me. They might hate you for doing what you do. And those facts and everything with all of that, it fades because now we've gone on to something else. We've gone into a whole other kind of thing. So winning the debate with some of these people is not necessarily the end-all be-all because you're not changing any views. In certain circumstances, in certain circles, depending on what you do for a living, you may go to things like cocktail parties or Christmas parties or, things where you're mixing with people that you don't normally mix with, and you're going to be in a room full of highly educated people that you don't know, or at least they're highly educated on paper, let me put it that way, got all this stuff hanging on the wall. You may be doing this for your wife. This may have something to do with what you do at work. You may need to do this because of, you know, just the realities of office politics. So, for your sake, you have to go, and you either have to be a wallflower and not get involved in some of these conversations, but eventually one of them's going to find you. I was at one of these things one time, and a professor found me trying to hide behind a plant, and he came up and asked me what I do, and the whole radio thing comes up, and eventually, because it's radio, one of the things that people just make an assumption about talk radio is that most talk radio is conservative in nature, and that's because you know, there's only so much you can do as a liberal talk radio show host. You can't, you can only say so many times, trust the government, pay higher taxes, we're in charge. That's very hard to sell. Very hard to sell on a regular basis. So, right away, I'm already having to shift into a defensive mode. This guy, you know, professors, people with tenure and everything, they don't so much teach students as they do judge them. They sit in judgment. So I'm trying to find out where he teaches, and he doesn't want anything to do with that. He's parrying me like a Wing Chun master. Finally, we got, you know, I just gave up. And I said, I'll talk about gun rights. This is when I was working for Gun Owners of America. I said, I work for Gun Owners of America, and I talk about gun rights. Then he was looking at me over the top of my over the top of his glasses. I was looking at him over the top of mine. He was looking at me the other way, and he looks at me and sort of takes me in all over again, and says, "If we could just ban all those evil guns, wouldn't we be much safer, happier, and a less angry nation? Don't you agree with that? Can't you agree with that?" Now, I don't mind a good brawl. I don't mind a good verbal brawl. Winston Churchill said, I like a man who grins when he fights. Used to kickbox. I'm not afraid of getting hit. This guy threw the first punch. Now I got to get involved with him. My first thought was to say, how can you be so against an inanimate object? How can you give an inanimate object that much power? Do you think a shovel has that much power? Do you think it has that much power to change the whole complexity and the actions of a people? Because it's also an inanimate object. Now, it doesn't have moving parts like a gun does, but it is inanimate. It only does what I tell it to do. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that. Normally, I would maybe open up with, you know, the FBI crime stats or gun ownership rates or sales figures or how many women are carrying guns or anything else. You know, I might even ask, if somebody's coming through your window, would you rather have your phone with 911 on speed dial, or would you rather have a pump shotgun? I decided to go full on pugilistic. I decided to hit him exactly where I wanted to go. I didn't want to work my way there gradually. It's just that it was just something about that look he was giving me. Because I didn't finish college. I didn't go to any institute of higher learning that took me anywhere. But I did serve in the military, which is an education all unto itself. So I just looked at him and said, you believe that we should just give up our individual rights so we can try to create a society that has never existed, and for which you can't give even any sort of theoretical template where somebody's actually put it together so it could fail? You've never seen that happen, have you? This guy turned out to be a world history teacher, and I asked him, which period in history can you look back to and show this to me? Because there's been worlds without guns before. Guns are a relatively new invention. This is, you know, they haven't been around since the days of Moses. This is a new thing. When, before the invention of gunpowder, sir, was there a utopian society where everybody, you know, danced around singing tra-la-la and danced around the maypole and all this other stuff, where the nature of man did not rear its ugly head? He started to stammer. He said, let me see. I guess, he said, historically he couldn't find anything. He wanted to ascend and evolve and go to a better place. And he smiled at me. Once again, somehow or other, he pulled this one. I had him on the ropes, but he thought that he had countered me. And I just said, you want to create Shangri-La, a place where evil no longer exists and where everyone loves their fellow man. Then I asked him this, you know, because, you know, this is all theoretical. So let's go theoretical. What philosopher articulated an ideal state where a single mother at home with two kids has a zero chance of stopping a thug twice her size coming through a window? Was it Socrates that said a mom can stop that from happening? He told me he wasn't sure if anybody had ever articulated something like that. And so I asked him, so you're a professor, you believe in education, you believe we should just give up our individual rights for this theoretical Shangri-La utopian thing that's never existed, never going to exist. It only exists in your wishes. That didn't end well. We're not in each other's phones now. We don't talk anymore. You're not going to change minds, folks, when you deal with this. And this is why people reelect people in Baltimore. This is why Blake will keep getting reelected. This is why Cuomo got reelected. This is why New Jersey will remain the way it is, because you can't change their minds. The people in these states that want to fight the good fight, good, go for it. Go for it. I'm pleased as punch that I don't have to make that decision, because it would be a tough decision to make. But at the end of the day, I'm still free to move about. And if I'm free to move about, I'm going to move to where I'm not likely to be in Watertown, Massachusetts, where it looks like Mogadishu on a sunny afternoon, or like in Baltimore right now, where it looks like, you know, Kandahar. I live somewhere else. What is happening in those places would never happen here. It would not happen here to that degree. Might start. It's not going to go very far. It's going to fizzle out quick. So, just remember this. They're always going to claim the high moral ground. There's no way to knock them off that. You can sit there and parry with them and fight with them a little bit. At the end of the day, they believe something that only exists in the fairy tales. Let them live there. Let them enjoy it. And then they'll wake up one morning in Baltimore. Let's go into hour number two. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.